Hey, yo, what's up? This is Cookbook the PR. Do you love the culture? Do you love that realness? Then you should be listening to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. If you're not, what's going on in your life, man?
Affirmative action. That's Jim Crow dressed up in 20th century liberalism. The black man's inferior, so we've got to help him survive. He's incompetent, so we'll give him a free ride. It's okay if he's lazy and ill-prepared. We'll take care of him. You want the short course in the history of race relations in America? It all starts with white men trying to protect white women from the big, bad black man. It was a prime argument in favor of segregation, and it's what made lynching an honorable diversion.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's going on, my brothers?
What's goody?
Top of the morning,
my recording noble.
Morning.
It is really morning today.
Again, I haven't said it in a while. Happy recording day.
Happy recording day.
So let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is pretty soon. What show are we on right now?
496.
So I'm going to go ahead and put the announcement out there. Of course, it's already bubbling on the text chain about the Hip Hop Digest Show mixtape. Now, This is coming along to commemorate the 500th show of the Hip Hop Digest. So we have some of our very talented family members, listeners who are chiming in to make this happen. From the bottom of my heart, I'll forget somebody, and I don't mean to forget anybody.
So don't name any names.
So I'm not going to name any names, right?
That's how you fix that problem.
Right. But everybody who's involved with this situation, I believe is going to be truly special. Again, the mixtape is to commemorate the 500th show. Now, it may not be ready by the time we do the 500th show, but you can best believe it that we're going to have it out there. And that is basically going to be a celebration of really, really what hip hop is all about. Anyway,
that's crazy. And you know what's funny thinking about that is it is like 500th show, but it's just hard to believe we've been doing that this long. And not even to mention the music shows or the interview series we do as well. But 500
it's way past 500 if you add those in. We're 600 if you add interviews and music shows and all that other shit we did.
We married to this shit. Y'all other niggas still engaged.
We just love it.
And the thing about it, like we said on several shows, we would have been doing this any fucking way.
Right. This is what we do every time we get together anyway.
So exactly. This is just us talking.
Exactly. This is how we get down. And so y'all just get a little peek into what we do on a daily whenever we're around each other.
So anyway, but getting back to the mixtape, what I want to say, if you are an artist who are participating and you know who you are, you know, we're going to try and get everything coordinated as best we can to get that popping. But if you're not an artist and you want to contribute to the mixtape, what you should do is send us some drops.
And what are drops, King Killer? Because you just said drops. Is drop it like it's hot? What is a drop, King Killer?
Basically, just send us a message, your name, where you're from, and talk about the Hip Hop Digest. Doesn't have to be long. It could literally be 5 seconds. My name is Okie Dokie. I'm from Cokie Muskoki, and I'm rocking with the Hip Hop Digest.
That's a drop.
And you, can we tell them how to do that, sir?
Yes, you can record it however you want to record it.
You and can send then a goddamn vocal text message.
Email it to us.
No doubt. Yeah. So anyway, and again, we're not going to use everyone, but the ones that's really hot flavor or for whatever reason, or we haven't heard from you before, you may make the mixtape, maybe you not. But
if you don't make the mixtape, you may make the show at some point in time during the year.
Right. So anyway, again, for the 500th show, to commemorate the 500th show, the Hip Hop Digest mixtape is popping off. I can't even believe that we're doing that shit. Yo, crazy.
Right?
I'm really excited by that. It's absolutely crazy, no doubt. So let's get it popping. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now I'm going to say this topic, and I really, I want to get to the point where we no longer talk about this subject or anybody involved with this subject. Okay? I want to get to that point. God help us.
Oh, boy.
I want to move past this shit.
Oh, boy.
We will after this show. Whatever this is, we will move past it.
All right, my man. No doubt. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is a two-parter. First part, we got to do each part separate. Jay Prince orders Drake not to respond to said Pusher T diss.
Damn, orders.
Yeah, orders. Now, to me, it is a continuing narrative about what I always thought about Drake anyway. And I'm well on record about that. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to explain to you, this is the second time that I know of that a grown man has ordered this grown man not to do something. The first time is when Birdman ordered Drake not to get on a record. Now, Drake was going to get on. It was either a Fonte or Big Pooh or Little Brother Collective, some kind of record. He was going to get on it. He claims he grew up loving them. Those are his idols. He was going to get on a record with them. Birdman ordered him, and if you remember the cover, stay on that goddamn porch.
Yep.
So here we go, full forward. Jay Prince, again, ordering a grown man. Got on the radio show and had the nerve to say I had to pull an OG card. I ordered Drake not to respond. You fucking kidding me? I'm a grown motherfucking man. I'm gonna do what the fuck I wanna do, son.
But that's you, B. Now, see, right. Now let me give you a little insight here, sir.
Okay, my man.
Jay Prince done ordered a lot of grown men around because he has a lot of stature in that way. And a lot of grown men fear Jay Prince in that way. I mean, really fear that nigga. And they have right to fear that nigga because he has a reputation.
He's a long line.
Right.
Suge Knight, Dick Griffey.
He has that type of reputation niggas will listen when he tells them to do something. So Drake, who is not built like that, when Jay Prince says don't do something, I think he's probably going to listen to Jay Prince when he tells him not to do it. Now, we may not respect that decision. Be like, nigga, this is a battle, nigga. You better get in the game and do what the fuck you're supposed to do.
Yo, if you come to me, Kurt G, or Swervin, and be like, yo, B, I know y'all love me. I know you are looking out for truly a cat's interest here. But this Jay Prince shit, that's like motherfucker at the job. Coming out, I order you not. Nigga, shut the fuck up, nigga. I ain't doing jack shit. And I'm not talking about on the job. I'm talking about off the job. Swerve, I order you to go down there and pick up some burgers from Fat Burger and bring them out to my Palisades estate.
Yes, boss.
Nigga, I'm off the clock, nigga.
But, and then quickly, and still on this topic, I've never seen anything like it. This is unprecedented. Okay. Jay Prince doing a full nationwide radio tour to limit the damage. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, he has to do this because he doesn't want to expose Drake. He don't want to expose Drake in that way. He has to come out and say this because if Drake would have said it or anybody in Drake's camp would have came out and said, well, Jay Prince, don't squash the beef with him and Kanye, and so that's not why we're not going to do this. Beef has been squashed. No, you need to hear directly from the horse's mouth him saying, yeah, I did this shit. I did it. I respect it. But yeah, it is unprecedented. This nigga running around saying all this shit, but hey, Drake is out of the firing squad lane right now.
Well, I think that it just happens to coincide with his book tour. Maybe he would have still been doing the interviews and stuff like that without the Drake situation. But, you know, that helps his book, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely in that, too.
Fuck a book tour, nigga. Yo, this is strictly... Well, it is... Okay. But it's still about his pocket. See, because him and his son,
they got business with Drake.
They got points. Quarter point, half a point, maybe 2 full points. They in Drake's pocket. And Drake, over the past 10 years, have brought a lot of money to them niggas.
And they don't want to see their money get fucked up. So Jay Prince is stepping in, saying, listen, this is not good for money right here.
It's not good for money.
It could have been good for money, though. I mean, we don't know what nobody had in their arsenal to say, whatever, whatever. But, you know, in today's society, this, you know, whatever you're doing to be in the public eye, that's money.
Nigga, again, this is absolutely unprecedented, you know, and I know this word has been used a lot on the text chain and created by your boy Coombs, but that's bitch assness. This is ridiculous, you know. And but you know what? At the end of the day, though, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good because anytime somebody wants to argue this Aubrey goat shit, that's off the table. Now, they may say he's been dominant. They'll say he makes a lot of money. One particular Dick Ride blog made sure they posted the amount of money Drake Records made during the week of the story of Adidon, and it was well over $500,000. So they want to make sure that you know that Aubrey's bottom line wasn't affected. But you know what? All this goat talk is off the table. So
yeah, because we never cared about money. We always big up anybody getting that money.
From day one.
Even him.
Get your money. We don't please get your money, because that's the only thing you're gonna get out of this shit. Cause y'all niggas ain't that good on the mic. So get all the money you can get.
Right. And so the second part of this scenario is the Jay Prince comment about Aubrey having a record to end careers. Specifically, the career of Kanye West. Now, if I was mistaken, I thought it was Pusher v. Maple Leaf. Why there's so much talk about West and Kanye and this, that, and the third. Kanye was never considered a GOAT MC. Okay, so what? Niggas was writing for Kanye. That's a so the fuck what comment from the gallery.
This was some old disrespecting the flag type diversion.
Is that what that was?
No, that's all that was. Because, I mean, come on, you got to be able to see through that.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, this nigga who's supposed to be the OG, supposed to be the fucking man, he getting up there and literally thinking that he just sort of had the last word. Oh, yeah, he had a, but I'll order him not to put it out, man. Yeah, it would have ended careers. Nigga, shut the fuck up with that, Holmes. Either he put it out or you keep quiet about it. But I know you had to have your man to save face. I mean, Aubrey is like a spoiled child up in his room and shit. He's stewing, you know what I mean? Got put on punishment and shit. Well, why can't I come outside? That type of shit, you know?
He's still on punishment. He's not to be seen still.
So.
And I thought Kanye was ruining his own career. Nobody don't need to do that.
Ain't that the truth? So.
Apparently, his career can't be destroyed. Apparently.
His public career can't be destroyed.
So, certainly, the part two of the Jay Prince was just... Wow, I just couldn't believe it. It's unprecedented. But one thing it really did, you're never, ever, I mean, and you might just because people want to just sort of troll, but you're not going to hear people who really was supporting your boy talk that goat shit. That's over. You'll have trolls out there.
As far as money and popularity and how many records and all of that, nothing he's will goat. Be said about how great he is vocally.
He's goat on that level.
Oh, fuck that. Then let's compare him to Hammer and Vanilla and all these other big money niggas, all right? Fuck it. Yeah, I mean, that's where he belongs. So, yeah, fuck it, you know?
So, is we done or is we finished with that nigga?
Exactly. Birdman, nigga.
Yeah. So the last part of bitch assness goes into the alleged. Now, you posted this shit on the text chain. I couldn't believe it when I saw Drake's people allegedly, we don't know if it's true, talking about suing Pusha T for the unauthorized use of the blackface photo. Again, unfucking precedented, my nigga. I mean, this nigga is showing...
What's unprecedented about it, though, nigga?
He's showing his entire ass.
I mean, what's unprecedented about somebody suing somebody?
In a rap hip-hop battle?
Oh, okay. Okay. I wanted to know what was unprecedented about it. I'm like, what is unprecedented about somebody suing somebody? Niggas get sued every day.
Unauthorized use of a blackface photo. Ain't number one, how is it unauthorized? Because the shit was left uncovered. Somebody hipped up Pusher, and the shit was uncovered on a website that nobody ever went to.
Well, regardless of that, King Killer, regardless of that, I don't think Jay-Z, I'm thinking of the people who took L's.
Ja Rule
ain't this. Are you serious?
The Summer Mob Deep, the Summer Jam Scream. I mean, yeah, well, I just. Come on, man. I mean, 50 Cent, I remember he posted that picture of Fat Joe, you know, on the beach with his shirt off and shit. I mean...
Or his baby mama, or any of that stuff.
Yeah, this is unprecedented as far as hip-hop, yo. You know what I mean? That just goes to show you, yo. Your boy ain't nothing but a... And I said this on the text chain, ain't nothing but a fucking actor playing a rapper.
And if that's real,
let's extend that. If that is real, that is some fucked up shit. That is fucked up.
What? Even you saying that, Mr. Evenhanded?
It's fucked up because, like I said, it's unprecedented. It's a rap battle. It ain't like it's some shit where this nigga is working for TMZ. You know what I'm saying? And he did this shit to you.
I got you. Okay. I thought you would come on some Drake and them niggas. You know, they got lawyers. They're going to use them. That type shit. That dumb shit.
Damn.
When it come to hip hop on the battle shit, no, not for that. On a personal between those two, no, not for that shit.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. That's now. I think we may be finished and we done.
There it is.
All right.
Now I can go.
Well, thank you for the intro. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Lil Wayne will reportedly receive $10 million and his release from Cash Money Recordings and a settlement. Lil Wayne originally sued Birdman for $51 million and the release of all master recordings, as well as the artists, the Maple Leaf and Nicki Minaj. But you know how Birdman, he's stiff on that money. But apparently Lil Wayne's getting $10 million, which is jerk money, because by the time he pays his lawyers, he really ain't got shit.
No, he may walk away with about three of that.
And two, okay, so he's released from the label, but it didn't say nothing about release of master tapes and or the two artists that are on his label.
He ain't getting none of that. You better believe he ain't getting Drake or Nicki. Nicki still got a little bit of something left.
B, I just find this incredibly sad. Again, never really was a Wayne guy, but Wayne has moved enough product and has been popular enough that Birdman probably owes him more than $50 million. And he would have never saw a penny of it, and I guess he said, fuck it, I'll take 10.
That's all. That was what the game was all about, and Birdman won. It was about, let me get this nigga to the point where he just settles for whatever we're gonna give him.
Swerve, how the fuck does that happen, B?
Contracts. Very simple. Or exactly. Contracts or lack thereof contracts. Cause you gotta be able to prove shit and legally. You know what I'm saying? And if it would have been legit, then this wouldn't even have happened, because everybody would have got paid, everybody would have been happy. But one person got paid, just like that person always gets paid. And people just don't get it. I don't know if anybody else has signed to him, though, recently, have they?
I don't know. Maybe Young Thug, I think. But I think, I guess what I'm saying, you say nobody can prove it. I mean, Wayne can prove, just like all the other artists, whether it's Juvie and Turk or Manny. I mean, I think they've all proven that they haven't been getting paid or haven't been paid what they've earned. But is it a contract that's basically set up when the money comes in, I get the money, and then I determine how much you get? Is that how these contracts are set up?
Like that?
The contracts are not.
Aren't they all?
The contract is not set up like I determine how much you get. This contract set up in there already says you get 2% or 5%, and right, that's what you get.
And you got to pay for this, that, and the other. Yeah, exactly. Your money.
The contract's a jerk anyway. Nigga, everything's coming out of your little 5% that you make. And then they get their 95%. And then your 5% pays for tours. Your 5% pays for everything. And then you finally get some money. And they want money back for other shit.
I guess it seems to me, I know something about contracts a little bit, but it always seems to me that if you sit down and read your contract and the label is, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you $200,000 up front. The label never says we're going to give you. We're going to loan you.
No, that's in advance.
Right. It's a loan. Yes. Right.
In advance.
But it's a loan. We're going to loan you.
Right.
$200,000.
But these niggas think they're getting money
to be paid back at a certain interest and point rate. They're charging you interest like a bank, and they're taking points. I mean, you have to know that when you read the contract.
B, think about it as an artist. An artist, all they want to do is make music, and they want it to be out there and be heard by the masses. And the labels can make that happen for them. They can't make the music, but they can make it be heard by the masses. So you make the music and they let it be heard by the masses. They say, well, you signed this contract and we'll put your music out there for the masses and you'll be a star. Niggas not thinking about signing their life away when they sign this contract. They think about my music's going to be heard by the masses and I'm going to be a star. That's the only thing they're thinking about. Now, after 6 months done went by and this song has been played on the radio to death, and they ain't got no money. Now they like, what the fuck? I should have got paid by now. What the fuck is going on?
Curtis, let me ask you a simple question. I understand what you just said, but that has nothing to do with sitting down and reading the contract. Hold up, B. I'm not signing this because I want to read it first.
Yeah, they should do that. You're right. They should do that, but they're so excited and so happy that they're going to be signed to a label that they sign that shit believing what the fuck the person in front of them is saying out of their mouth. The person in front of them is telling them, yeah, don't worry about that. You're good. You're going to be taken care of. That person's lying to you. They're not telling you the truth.
Gentlemen, I have seen recording industry contracts.
I know you have. No doubt.
And them shits are upwards of or as low as 90 pages or as much as 300 pages or whatever.
Okay, so you
that
may not...
That person ain't even reading a magazine. You're not going to sit there and read all that. And if you're not going to do that, you should at least, when you sign it for money, big money, get yourself an attorney to read that shit. If you ain't trying to read it, then you're going to have to get somebody to read it because you're going to get fucked hard if you don't pay attention.
So this is what happens. The deal's on the table. They tell you, hey, we got 10 other artists out here that's ready to sign right now. You got to wait to get your lawyer? Well, then we're going to have to go ahead and go with the next person out there.
I actually feel sorry for Wayne on two aspects of it, because number two, maybe there's nothing they can do about it, because I know Wayne does have lawyers on his side. But number one, his original contract had to be signed when he was a minor. I mean,
that means a family member signed that for him.
Well, Birdman
allowed him to be on the label.
And Birdman actually, let me tell you, Birdman really did some shrewd business. Lil Wayne was a minor, but then Birdman became his legal guardian. And that's probably what did it. That probably sealed his entire...
That didn't probably seal. there's the nail in the coffin.
There might not even have been a contract early.
Right, without him being the legal guardian.
When some of that build up and that money and that all that stuff was happening, and then by the time wide-eyed I'm a star now, you know, you signed in some shit still and not understanding what you're signing,
right? So by the time
basically
when he turned 18, he probably had to re-sign as a grown man, and he did it without a problem because at 18 he was starting to do his thing. That was the beginning of Wayne.
Okay, let me ask you another question. We see in the case of the Maple Leaf where the fans are really interested in his money well-being. there are a huge number of fans who claim, if for their generation, Wayne is to go, where is the fan representation and outrage online against Birdman for Wayne? I'm trying to understand this, because we see that with other artists, but damn, have they thrown away Wayne? Is he thrown away from the his base point of view, from the fans' point of view?
When was Wayne's last record?
I don't know.
Exactly.
He's had a few pop up where he's had some features here and there, but yeah, he's pretty much done. And you know how people get down, B.
Exactly.
It's what have you done for me lately?
We have cults. We have Nicki Minaj cults and Cardi B cults.
Let Nicki not put out a record in 6 months and see how much her cult leaves and forgets about her ass.
I mean, these motherfuckers with the Maybelline damn near gonna be on some Jim Jones shit in a minute. You know what I mean?
Right now he can, but let the Maybelline not put out a record in a year and see how much they be talking about, yeah, we down with the Maybelline.
I can't believe they would throw Wayne away like that and not even really represent, because we still represent hard for people in our, you know, from our era, you know, and we also tell them when they do wrong, you know.
But that's because they didn't make disposable music like we have now, because everybody, our heroes that you're talking about, they were who they were and they were unique. Shit's not really unique right now. It's what sounds the same. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's not unique. So when you're not unique, you get forgotten about.
Wow. It's incredible. That is incredible, because you can draw a direct line. You know, I still say it's Soulja Boy for the online portion, but really for the rap portion, it's Wayne. The average 28-year-old, it's Wayne for them.
I remember how they were talking about how great he was, and I just did not understand.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get to. You remember them days?
Yep. My son was a big ass Wayne fan.
Well, your son's age group is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, my son is 28.
So, wow, that's incredible. So, Wayne, I would hope he would have gotten more money than that, but $10 million for as much money and as much product as he done sold is bullshit.
Along came a spider and sat down beside her.
Wow.
Where's Miss Muffet?
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. As I was getting the topics together, this got off the Huffington Post, the Black Voices section. I forgot to get the author's name. I apologize for that. But she wrote a very good article saying goodbye to Kanye West. And she went through all the whole thing from 808, you know, starting at graduation through 808, you know, she didn't say anything about Yeezus, but, you know, talking about if you really study Kanye, how Kanye used to be about these African-American struggle up against a greater white society, and how Kanye was on that, and how now it is time to say goodbye to Kanye West. We're talking about niggas getting thrown overboard. West used to be a little Teflon, you know. But right now, according to this particular young lady who pens herself as a Kanye West huge fan, she's saying, fuck that nigga. She's letting go. He's nothing to her now.
I think I better let it go.
Scoopity poop.
I certainly and have been on the situation of fuck Kanye ever since he put on that Trump, you know, paraphernalia. And then, you know, and a lot of people were making a lot of excuses. Yo, he got really sick. He, you know what the fuck he doing, and this, that, and the third. Nah, I think he know what he doing. But we are going to witness here from the summer on through the decline. He's like a decaying satellite. The decline of Kanye West's sphere of influence as far as music goes for millennials. Kanye used to be that guy.
Bro, he's age group. He's aged out. He's aged out, B. He's pretty much, he's getting older, B. He's up there. So the millennials is getting younger and younger and younger, my nigga.
Son, I'm just... we're dancing around it. I'm not looking for psychological explanations, but we're dancing around it, and we're sort of seeing this whole situation, you know, with the Maple Leaf and this, that, and the third. And Kanye used, again, I'm going to say it again, used to be Teflon. I don't think he's aging out. Let's just put it right there what it is. Kanye West has the capability to still make great hip hop. Is the way he's living and the politics around the way he's living beyond Trump, this whole situation, the Kardashian chew up Negroes, you know, like a wood chipper. And he's part of that, B.
I will say this, Killer.
My man.
Because I really don't care, but if I have to speak on it, I'm going to say these words. I don't care that Kanye put on a MAGA hat. I don't care. I've never been a big fan of Kanye. I like his music, but what he does personally, and including his marriage to Kim Kardashian, if you look at other heads that have been in that Kardashian camp, they didn't make it as far as he's made it. They haven't given up on him. I don't know. Maybe they see him as a continued cash cow or something. I don't know. Maybe she really loves this dude.
The history of Negroes around the Kardashians are strewn with abandoned vehicles on the highway, my nigga.
Yeah, but he's still there.
That's true. No doubt. No doubt about
that. His jalopy still starts in the morning.
Well.
I mean, outside of Kanye's music, I really don't have much. I'm going to say whether his shit sucks or his shit is good.
Let me ask you a question. I know you like further Kanye. I'll give him certified hip-hop. Bonafide's first two albums, you know, the third, because kind of wish you by. To me, anything past 808, particularly 808 and Yeezus, are horrid.
Yeah.
You could throw Pablo into that too, except for like maybe one track for me personally. I mean, where are you putting Kanye's albums on that?
For me, Kanye, other than the first two albums, which I pretty much liked in their entirety, the first two albums. Except for a couple of tracks, Kanye's been to me where I like some songs on his album, and then a lot of songs maybe I ain't fucking with. So that's just how I've been with Kanye since the first two albums. I like some songs, and then I don't like some songs. But I've always liked some of his songs on his album. There's not been an album that he's put out where I can say I didn't like none of that shit.
Okay, I'm just saying that Yeezus is horrid.
Man. So I've been thinking about killing you. I finally did catch it, and I was like, "Are we serious right now?"
So now how do you go to sleep next to this nigga and saying he's been thinking about killing me? You're like, wait a minute, you want to kill me? Should I sleep with one eye open, or should I go sleep in one of the other rooms?
You know when you should worry about Kanye? To be honest with you. Is when the Kardashians put him out on his ass. That's when you should worry. But
what happened to Lamar?
B, I'm just saying the Negroes, it's like strewn cars abandoned on the highway.
That's why Tristan Thompson and them got swept.
Damn.
Them Kardashians, B.
Nigga, you see the abandoned whips. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a philosophical convo. What we do, we talk a lot about music. Not going to name any names. Trap. You know, crunk, whatever. You know, shit that I didn't really fuck with like that. But this is a key question here. Now, you can take it as you will. Would you trade hip hop for the return of black music?
Would we trade hip hop?
Would you trade, or maybe I should phrase it, would you trade current hip hop in its current form?
Hip hop. you're saying. The shit that we love.
B, listen to me.
I'm listening. Listen, I want to make sure you're right.
Clear.
I'm going to make sure not the shit that's on the radio right now, but like the shit that we love.
Or hip hop or what?
What are we talking now? Before you say that, because before I answer this question, I want to read the contract like he said. Let me read the contract fully.
Okay. All right. Let me get it straightened out for you. Let me put it in a language you can understand. Would you trade commercial rap for the return of segregated music, meaning black music? The return to segregated music. Would you? Because commercial rap is very inclusive. You have all races. You have several different cultures and countries and differing opinions. But would you trade that in if you could? For return to segregated and specifically black music.
Talking about Glenn Jones cameo and that kind of black music?
B, segregated black music. Okay? Not even going back as far as race music, but I'm talking about if you grew up anywhere from the late 60s and the advent of FM radio all the way through at least to the early 90s. African-American music was generally segregated, played on black stations, monitored in black publications, Emity and Jet, old school V103, or any the equivalent in your city. Would you trade the all-inclusive hip-hop for the return of black music? I'm going to say it again.
Now, okay. Now I got you.
Now you got me.
I got you now, and I'm going to go with this. The only thing that's got me in that whole thing is the all-inclusive part where you're saying that white folks can't be a part of this when we know white folks make some of the best hip-hop. So...
Well, I got an answer for that.
They make some good black music, too.
I got an answer for that, but go ahead.
They make some good music, too. So I don't want to exclude them from it. I just want to get rid of the niggas, all of them, whether they be white, black, or other. When I say niggas, that... making this bullshit. So yeah, I'll trade it for that. If that's what we're doing, I will trade for that. But that all-inclusive part of color, putting the color lines in there, no, I don't want to do that. But I would like to have the return of some solid music that I can turn on the radio and be like, yeah, okay, I can bump this.
Yeah, I'd sign that contract, B.
and my answer to your question is it is meant to look at it on a racial line, but when you had, let's say, groups, and I'm not going to say groups, but if you had people of other races who were involved in African-American music, let's say... Average white band. Or Tina Marie. Or any of the other... They made music adhering to certain principles.
And that's what I'm talking about when I said what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay. And now what we have today in commercial rap is a lot of people involved, and not just white folks. There's not one white folks. Because, see, if you were to trade commercial hip hop for the return of black music, that doesn't mean all of the white folks that you can name who are making the best hip hop, they don't get excluded because they're adhering to a certain principles here. They're specifically making, you know, music under the guise of what is black music. Okay, so they're not going to get excluded. So, and the reason why I say that, because I, for one, King Killer would trade that in a heartbeat. I believe, again, I'm not going to go as far as Wynton Marcellus and say the old General Lee or Robert E. Lee or whatever the fuck he said. But I do believe that commercial rap is just absolutely, it's just damaging, specifically to African Americans. Now, it may be empowering to others. I'm sure it's empowering to the, you know, Palestinian rap guy who has nothing, has no outlet because of his situation, or empowering to the Pakistani rapper who has no other outlet. That's an uplifting thing. That's just totally different. Okay, but for African Americans, and this is a shout out to Easy Bake, okay, because Easy Bake was, you know, talking a lot about drug dealing on a microphone versus other things, and the person who's gonna start being unnamed here in a minute. But man, but a lot of that shit is through commercial rap.
Right.
The majority of that shit is through commercial rap.
And but that doesn't mean it didn't exist before commercial rap, though, because it did.
Yeah, but
the amount of it that we hear regularly all day, that's what the damaging part. There's no balance.
Right.
It's just that.
Right. And two, one of the things that I find particularly interesting with that involved 2 Chainz, and more recently the gospel rapper Lecrae, who are now trying to normalize the word trap. Okay. So I see he's got a new record out with Zaytoven. I don't particularly like it, but Lecrae is out there, and I know he has an audience he needs to reach, and he's spreading the gospel. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about trying to normalize the word trap. Okay? If the Me Too movement, them motherfuckers would never let you try to normalize the word bitch, would they? Or ho?
No.
See Dolores Tucker? I'm just saying. And why aren't we outraged that this now trying to normalize? Oh, trap doesn't mean drug dealing. Everybody, this is a trap. A trap could be you're trapping at your job. Trap could be you was trapping to get your license at 16. What the fuck is this normalizing trap shit?
It's just a pop culture word now. It's right. Just what a word that everybody uses and calls whatever trap now. So that's what they're trying to do with the word. And to me, it's almost like, I guess you could say it's probably a bigger version of the word nigga, because nigga is more so in the African American community, but trap can be used by everybody. Mm. So now they're normalizing trap, so everybody can use the word trap.
Mm, indeed. I trade every last one of you motherfuckers in to a return to black music. And I say this to say, because it's specifically for us, now there are some listeners who know nothing of before hip hop. I mean, right. We spent 10, 12 years of our lives before any type of hip hop on any radio anywhere, and that was just black music.
Yep. Okay.
So, indeed.
Was it B103 back in the day before it was V103?
Nah, it was always V.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's where we used to get our black music from.
Well, it depends.
I'm saying on radio.
Yeah, Power 99 though was huge.
Well, Philly too. Power 99
had a good signal though. You had to live.
You had to hook that cable up. You hook the cable up. Put the wire on that antenna on there.
I was fortunate enough. I lived in a corner of Parkway. I always got that signal. I dropped the speaker wire out the window and pick it up.
Once Dennis Williams got that Saturday morning show on York College Radio, it was over. I was good.
No doubt. So anyway, so shout out to, and again, I'm the text chain can banter that. Again, commercial rap or a return to black music. All right, that's all I got. We're about to get into Kurt G's World Famous.
All right, let's get in. It's a shorty today. All right.
World famous Kurt G albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Relio Sparkswell, Mahdi Music. That's Relio Sparkswell, Mahdi Music. And we got Sean Carlo and Jeeps, the Ambassador Bridge. That's Sean Carlo and Jeeps, the Ambassador Bridge. And the instrumental joint is Denmark Vessi, Sun Go Nova Beat Tape. That's Denmark Vessi, Sun Go Nova Beat Tape.
Again, just a reminder, the Hip Hop Digest commemorative mixtape for the 500th show is now, I guess you can call it pre-production.
Yes, sir.
We're just going through beats at this point.
Yeah.
So I want to shout out to the artists and producers who aims to be a part of this situation. We are so happy about that. No doubt. You got anything left over there, Swerve?
Yeah, if they want to get the opportunity to be on this commemorative 500th joint, send your drops to our email. Just record your shit real quick and just send it. contact@hiphopdigestshow.com. We'll try to get you in there on the mixtape, or at the very least, we'll get you in on a future show.
No doubt. So it's my fault this week. I'm going to go ahead and take full responsibility for this week that we did not do Rapture. I have been so busy this week. I have not time to watch the Just Blaze. We're going to get back to it.
Did you watch the Just Blaze, Igri?
Yes, sir, I did.
I watched it.
Well, we gonna wait.
I was gonna be like, fuck damn, this nigga. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Jay Prince back here. He ordering niggas.
Grown ass men.
Not just one, two grown ass men. Jay Prince ain't got shit on you.
Oh damn.
Shoe programs, nigga. 48-hour lockdowns, nigga.
Streets, nigga.
Damn, yo. Motherfuckers like, I'm ordering niggas to stand down and shit.
I'm saying, fuck this nigga. Let's talk about it then.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is now Kurt G and Igri talking about Rapture, Just Blaze. Would it go on then, nigga?
Damn. Nah, fuck that. We waiting.
Wait.
I don't want to talk about it.
See,
it
y'all
now.
Niggas, yo.
Running this shit.
I just want to feel like I'm the one that said it.
Oh, shit. All right, so we'll see y'all next week.
Well,
why you care about what they think about you? Their thoughts ain't one to make you improve. Why you share about what you think about them? It's costing the energy you condemn. It's the year of happiness. The moments we share, let's capture this and document it to a manuscript. But we ain't never writing none down these days. I can hear the loss that's around each page. Flipping through the surface, I erase. Pitching to the person I create. And realize that's only myself and my thoughts. They molded a moment of help, of self-care, the beard of mind holding itself. I seen the mold that I focus on the way to my opus. Mean I made in the ocean, that's debating the potion. I invaded the roses and the way to the roses. View time is closest to the vine that's open. I decided I'm broken and I need to be woven to the beat of the motion that's completing this poem.
But the reason I'm chosen is the beat of devotion. I could be with the notion that the meaning of locus is to reach on peace, reach the rope that I wrote. When I can see that I'm frozen like I made in a gnome on time.
Time to think about you, time to get in your groove. Only for a second minute, I would take time. Time to you to just move, time to mention your mood. Everything my time to get devoured. Whoa, this time just passed, then I find I crash. To meet my match and to feed my past, cause it creep up fast. To touch the dove in the moment, you run no muck and don't show up. But you are strong, you can grow up. Put in work, you could blow up. At least that's what they tell me. The way I'm working ain't healthy. It's the meaning of self-heat, I mean love. That's more than hate. I wish the positive forces would fornicate and form four different horses that all would race. The time I could devour was a more to say. Implied I should abide by the morning grace and take time. Time to think about you, time to get in your groove. Only for a second minute I would take time. Time to you to just move, time to mention your mood. Every day my time to get devoured. Time to think about you, time to get in your groove. Only for a second minute, I would take time. Time to you to just move, time to mention your mood. Every day my time to get devoured.
First I was gone, nigga, but now I'm on, nigga. And funny thing, it only took one song, nigga. What you hear is clear, how my music get around. That's from ear to ear, it go from ear to ear. From ear to ear, got me smiling, I be grinning. Say from ear to ear, cause I was grinning. Whoa, wait a minute, the crew coolie high. Know the sky is the limit, I be grinning. Same as the beginning, I ain't change up my pitching. Even in the ninth inning, I be grinning. Can I find a witness at a day? I was sinning next day, I repented, I be grinning. When I smoke that spinach on a perp, no grimace. By the time that we finish, I be grinning. Ride with us, a couple of homies and fine bitches. I mean fine women. She give me 5 minutes, then I give her 9 inches. Ay, I work overtime, mind your business. Play your cards right, I might have the time to spin it, nigga. Thought of quitting.
Hey, I thought of quitting when my mom had a sentence. She was gone for a minute. Hey, she told me how to be strong for a living and deal with the wrongs you committed. And it was so vivid. I just tried to use my pen and paint a picture. She was in that prison, so I'm using the bars as God given. And that symbolism, take the punches, roll with them. Even when I wasn't winning, I was grinning. What you hear is clear, how my music get around. That's from ear to ear, it go from ear to ear, from ear to ear. Got me smiling, I be grinning, say from ear to ear. Cause I was grinning, whoa, wait a minute. The crew coolie high, know the sky is the limit. I be grinning, same as the beginning. I ain't changed up my pitching, even in the ninth inning. I be grinning, can I find a witness at a day? I was sinning, next day I repented. I be grinning. When I smoke that spinach on a perk, no grimace. By the time that we finish, I be grinning.
I swear to God, my head's spinning ever since I started digging. Working what I'm giving, cracking jokes, he always kidding. Got him grinning, make music for a living. Do it for the feeling, I ain't never made a killing, but I'm chilling. You know the business, every sentence is a gymnast. How I flip it with the fitness, can you feel it? Used to rock it, can I kick it? Now I rock a show for tickets and collecting at the door to come and hear it. Burn it down like American spirit. Every verse like a whip, engineer it and steer it into the ears of every listener. Listening to the stereo, staring up at the stars. Think about the reason we here and just who we are. John Taffer, how I'm rescuing these bars. I'm old school like Beta and VCRs. And steady grinning cause I'm winning with my squad, coolie hot. Look, nigga, I be grinning. Nigga, I be grinning. Nigga, I be, yo. Look, nigga, I be grinning. Cause I'm winning every day. Pick it each and every way. And I know they don't wanna see me grinning. Rain, shine, or snow. I'm alive, all I know. I don't trust everybody that be grinning. Some just wanna see you fall. Let them cheer from a distance. Never walk after they crawl. I be grinning. Laughing and I'm homie acting out on these beats. Somebody please give me a Tony, I'll be grinning, grinning. Counting a little change nowadays. Don't worry about the worry bouts, they gon' change anyway. I remember when I used to scrap change just to eat. We ain't weak in the east like NBA in the east. I shoot for the stars till I get some new keys and a thing and go room with no roof and a breeze. I don't worry about the love, boy, we talking birds and bees. And you know the story, every fall they season will be why I'm grinning.
To keep my eyes open, but now she's crying down the phone saying her guy's hopeless. Yeah. Hey yo, she knew from the beginning, but they got the notice. Guess she was hoping he was open to show his devotion. Forever floating in the notion, erotic emotions. Yeah. So what's the notion that can bring her to this very moment? Where she is doubting her decision for the one she's chosen. She telling me it went from perfect to lots of commotion. What? He passed the blame to her whenever she be outspoken. And then they argued to the point where she need ibuprofen. Mascara running, she was stunning and her eyes are swollen. Yeah. He treat her like he a remote cause he is so controlling. And all this time I'm thinking I don't even have a clue. Feel like we both been here before and she know what to do. But will she listen or just pay no mind to my advice? She may be better off speaking to my own sight. Speaking to my own sight. I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me. I don't know what more I should tell her.
Million men message on my phone again. And be that chick that never listen and she needs a friend. I hate to break it to her, but damn it, I'm just not him. She be chasing after this cool photogenic Kim. They always arguing with smile for the camera lens. They gotta make it look good for the Instagram. She need the golden cleanse, keep it moving, leave him. Before even the foundation, can I hide the sins of the arguments he wins? She say no, he's okay, he just be mad some days. He don't even mean to do it, it's just something I say. You keep making excuses for this dysfunctional loser. One of these days he will lose it, put something in your medulla. And that won't make it to Instagram, but maybe the Twitter though, when the local news reporting so. I call her back and persuade her the best I can, but she keep me talking in circles, so I transfer her to Stan.
I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me. I don't know what more I should tell her. I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me. I don't know what more I should tell her.
Yeah. She hitting me on my line, sniffling and she crying. Sick of them and she tired, this isn't what she desired. Missing each of the signs, revealing its true design. It ain't fishing the signs, to saying that love is blind. Disregard of the cheating, cause it was better than beatings. Quality time was frequent, but now he gone every weekend. But he be keeping tabs like Biggie. Who you be with? The question I asked was really, when you leaving? Man, this joker was wild, she gotta know when to fold him. A king worth a while, she gotta learn how to hold him. I told her, a queen must see that she is golden. And guard her heart from those that wish to leave it broken. She laugh and tell me I'm so corny, and not to judge a book without knowing the whole story. True indeed, I tell her be well. Nothing else for me to say, but you can hit up the L, okay?
I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me. I don't know what more I should tell her. I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me. I don't know what more I should tell her, cause she will never listen to me.
No demonstration. Been up in camp, I'm moving just like immigration. Been doing fine, open your mind and get some ventilation. Got left behind, now I'm the driver, wasn't designated. Now I'm going places, left the stratus just to break the status. Switched up that habitat, I know they trying to shake my habits. Ain't been no average cast, it's coming back from all the damage. Ain't got no magic habit, keep my balance like the rabbit. Came out with no scratches, harder to imagine. I'm part in the image, the grimace is part of the game. Part of the problem is nobody's repping the game. Don't make no promises, I've been a model for not being moderate. Back from the bottom, my time was astonishing. Look, I've been banned before, one man banned the show. Got my land for low, keep that sand below. In my head enough to bust your cantaloupe. Might catch fire and go, Michael Myers the flow. Tightrope wire I stroll, just to inspire my foes. Refurb tires I roll, to the retirement home. Rebel, they etch on my stone. You reinvested your soul. I don't change the clothes. DB minus the O's. Still ain't no demonstration. Been up and down, just trying to find something to vindicate us. What's said to me to keep it G, no matter how you rate it. I got it straight, ain't nothing given, that's a lesson taken. Got me going places, nothing static, I became an addict. I had enough, I used to stunt just like my room was padded. Been moving up, it's been a month and haven't seen my mattress. I had to take my lumps and jump into a different bracket. Came out with no scratches, you ain't half the hazard. I've been banned before, one man banned the show. Got my plan for low, keep that sand below. In my head enough to bust your cantaloupe. Might catch fire and go, Michael Myers the flow. Tightrope wire I stroll, just to inspire my foes. Refurb tires I roll, to the retirement home. Rebel, they etch on my stone, you reinvested your soul. I don't change the clothes, DB minus the O's.
Yo, Frankie, man, what's up, man? You haven't had a hit for a while, man. Since Puerto Rico home, man, you dropped off. My people's
so. Hey, down. Yo, Cheeto!
Yo, Frankie!
Yo, what's up, Cheeto?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we going to the island to meet Fat Joe Doo-Wop and the Evil Twins,
man. Yeah, right, man. Yo, you always saying that stuff, man. What's up, man?
Come on. We got Boricuas on the set, man. You know what I'm saying? The song called Boricuas on the set,
all
man.
Your dreams, man.
You ain't got no wins in me, Casa.
Keep it.